This podcast was created for female business owners, coaches, and service providers to answer this question. How can I take what I already know, turn it into a short and simple self-published book, then leverage that book into six and seven figures and beyond? That's the question, and this podcast is the answer. I'm Jessica DeBry. Welcome to the Author Entrepreneur Podcast. Hello there. Welcome back to the Author Entrepreneur Podcast and Happy New Year to you. Can you believe it? 2023 is here. And I don't know about you, but there's something really invigorating about turning that new page onto a new year and feeling like there's so much blank space, right? It's almost like the reminder that there's time. We have time. And when we're thinking about our big goals we have, it's exciting to look at the year and think, okay, where am I going to work this in? Where am I going to make these things that I've always had in the back of my head a priority? Because this is the year I want to make it happen. And if you have always thought about becoming an author, having your book done and out there and in the world, and you have this inkling that this is going to be the year that you're going to make it happen, well, girlfriend, this podcast episode is for you because that is exactly what we're talking about here in this episode. So we're going to be discussing how to make your book dreams come true in 2023, and I'm going to share with you the three must-dos, the three things that you absolutely should be doing to make this dream a reality. You know, I have to share with you, December, my family had a little bit of a scare. My mom was really sick. She declined really fast. We didn't know what it was. My dad rushed her to the ER after she basically collapsed. And she was hospitalized and she was tested up the wazoo, and nothing really came back conclusive except she tested positive for COVID. So the doctors assumed that she was just, you know, her body was having a hard time fighting it. She was put on full COVID protocol in the hospital. And so she was in full isolation. And my parents live in California in Orange County where I grew up. And I live now in the Phoenix area in Arizona. And I was going to fly out there, but no one was allowed to see her, which made it even more difficult, right? Because she's in isolation and fighting for her life and not doing well. And the one time I did get to speak with her, she was just so weak. And I remember collapsing and crying after I spoke with her on the phone because she just was not herself. And I was scared. I was scared. If you've gone through this, a surprise, scary thing that you went through with a family member or someone close to you, you know how it really kind of jolts you to your core. And my mom, you know, praise the Lord and praise all things. She's doing a lot better and she's not 100%, but she's recovering and she's COVID negative and she's out of the hospital now. But there's one thing that I kept thinking about when she was in the hospital, and that was she hasn't done everything, right? She hasn't done everything that she's wanted to do. For a long time, my mom has talked about writing a book herself, not necessarily nonfiction, but she has this obsession with a certain author named Sue Grafton. And Sue Grafton writes these, I've never read them, so I feel like I can't describe them correctly, but she writes these mystery novels. I think they're actually called the Alphabet Mystery Novels because every book she's done have been in a series. It's the same main character, and the first book is like A for Alibi, and B is for Burglar, and then the third book is C is for something else. And a few years ago, Sue Grafton passed away, and she never got to finish the last book in the series, which was Z for something. And my mom, ever since Sue Grafton passed away, my mom has always told me, even before I got into the book space, she always told me, I want to write that book. I love the series and I want to write that book. And 2 years ago, I actually bought her a domain name that was related to the Z book. I think she wanted to call it Z is for Zip or something like that. And I bought her that domain, zisforzip.com. And I said, this is for you, Mom. This is so that you can make it happen. And of course, life happens and I don't think she's gotten around to writing the manuscript. And I've never wanted to push her because, you know, she's enjoying her retirement. But boy, her being in the hospital and being confronted with the frailty of what this life is, it just kind of put those important things on the forefront, right? It because we realize we don't realize in the day to day like how quickly things can be taken away from us. But there was, you know, the night that I spent thinking, oh my gosh, what if things go south, or just the, you know, the terrible things that we think about in bad situations. I remember saying a prayer that if she pulls through, then I'm going to do everything in my power to make her dreams come to life and to get close to her and to learn everything I need to know from her. And by the way, this ended up being, I don't even want to say a blessing in disguise, but one thing that did come from this that was positive is after being in isolation and going through the scariness, my mom and my dad realized that they don't want to be alone in California, and they're going to be renting a house out here in the Phoenix area so that they can be closer to myself and my sister. She lives across town, and then of course my son, their grandson, and that's a really beautiful thing, just to know that, okay, at the end of the day, this is what it's all about, is to be close to the ones that we love and to follow our dreams. So that was a reminder for me, finishing up 2022, a reminder that we need to put these important things on the front burner, right? And I share this with you because I want you to put this important thing on the front burner. I want you to stake your claim and say, I am going to make this happen. Who knows what the future holds, but I am going to make this happen. So that brings me to our three must-dos. If you want to become an author this year, the first thing that you absolutely have to do is adopt the author mentality. And when I say that, I mean you have to stake your claim, your identity, as you are an author now. Because the reality is that everything that you do moving forward in the year is going to happen after you say and assume the role of you as the author. What do I mean by that? Well, I mean, you know, for a long period of time in my own personal life, I was like a super strict vegan, and everyone used to ask me, how did you do it? I'm now like sort of a flexitarian, primarily plant-based, but really more flexitarian. But people would ask me, how did you do it? How did you stop eating bacon and cheese and, you know, all that stuff? And I said, well, I'm a vegan. I don't eat that stuff anymore. And it was really as simple as that. It's as simple as stating, this is who I identify with. And because of that, these are the behaviors that I do accordingly. And I've had to do that again now, finishing up this second book that I have coming out, the Author Entrepreneur book, coming out in just a few months, more on that later. But it's the same with you, thinking about for yourself. If you are going to have a book, your first step is adopting the identity of you being the author. Because when you're thinking about how you're going to plan things out, and by the way, if author as the word feels too foreign for you, I tell this to my clients, if it feels like you can't say you're an author until you have your book, then say that you're a writer, right? Because how do you become a writer? You become a writer by writing. So if you want to say first, I'm a writer, therefore I write, then do that. Either way, really adopting that identity for yourself is what's going to allow you to then move forward with doing the things that need to be done to be in alignment with the author mentality and identity that you have. So that's the first thing. The second thing for making your book dreams come true is to create an author environment for yourself. And when I say environment, I mean a few things. I mean your physical space. So what are the little things that you need around you wherever you plan on writing and drafting your manuscript and your outline and planning out your ideas? What are the things you need around you? I'll share with you some of the things that I like to have around me. I always like to have a candle, and I use this candle really in a specific way. I just don't have the candle going all day, all night. I only light the candle when I'm sitting down to write, because that sort of like signifies to my brain, okay, I'm ready to write. I'm lighting my candle and here I go. It's sort of, creating a habit loop for myself to light the candle, and then my mind gets going and I start typing on my keyboard. So, you know, you don't have to have a full dedicated office, physical space to be writing. even just a corner of a living room, even a kitchen table. You could create a writing basket for yourself, and that's where you put your candle, your notes, your journal, your workbook, whatever it is you need to surround yourself with. And when you put those things around you, those little tokens, that's when you know, okay, I am now in my space and I am ready to write. It creates a really powerful, it's really small, but it creates a really powerful mental space for you to be in when you're pursuing this book goal. So that's the first thing when I talk about your environment, but I also mean the environment of the people that you're surrounding yourself with. So, you know, joining a online program that helps you with creating your book and getting it done, or joining other online groups, or joining physical in-person groups. I know that I just went to my library a couple weeks ago because I like to take my little toddler there once a month and we pick out new books. And I saw that they have a writing session every month. And it's so funny. I think this is so genius. It's a writing session that no one talks to each other. So it's not a collaborative thing at all. But you just go, you bring your laptop, and they actually encourage you to bring headphones or whatever else you need. And you are writing amongst other writers. And you're not sharing anything that you're writing. But, you know, there's so much power in being surrounded by others that you know are doing the same thing. There's sort of like this energy that we create when we're writing, that others, we can soak up each other's energies as well. That I love that. I love that they're creating that space to be able to do something like that. So look into your library, see if they're doing something like that. One of the things that I always tell my clients is, if you feel like you don't have those around you that are pushing you closer to this big goal of your book, then you need to create it for yourself. So, you know, maybe you don't have, I hate to say it, but it happens, right? Maybe you don't have a spouse that's supporting you in this journey. Well, then look on meetup.com and find others that are going to support you on this journey. Find other business owners that really push you. Find your favorite girlfriend that cheers you on no matter what, and hone in on that, right? I think knowing where you're sharing this goal with others and where you're going to hold it back is also really powerful. Because you probably know the people that are going to support you, and then those that are going to judge you. Don't feel like you need to tell the people that are going to judge you about this big goal. Only tell the ones that you know are going to cheerlead you, because this is a big goal. And when I say big, I mean it can be mentally scary and challenging, and you don't want the Debbie Downers on this your side, because you don't want that voice feeding into that negative story when you're pursuing this goal. So that's the second thing, is creating your environment. So your physical space, but then also your personal and your space with your friends and your family members. But also number three, the third must do is to get excited about the after. To get excited about the after. I bring this up because I have a client right now who is just, she's having a really difficult time, and I've been there, and I've had many clients go through this as well, but this is just fresh on my mind. She's having a really hard time with getting through the manuscript, because every single time she sits down to write, she's thinking, she's in the headspace of like, who am I to do this? And I'm going to have more about imposter syndrome in the next few episodes here, but I always tell her, keep the end goal in mind. You know, don't think about this big hill you have to climb. Focus on the writing session that you have right in front of you. But then also think about what's going to happen after your book is out there. One thing that really helped me when I was working through She Creates the Way, my first book, was I always thought about the one girl that I could help. Like, I wasn't thinking about all the readers. I wasn't thinking about the random people that might read my book that might not connect with it. I was only thinking about the one woman who I knew this was going to inspire, who I knew that if she stumbled upon it, it would change her life. It would take her mentality to a different space. It would pivot her to the place she needed to go, and it would motivate her to do the things she needed to do to get to that next level in her entrepreneurial journey. And I kept her in mind. I even had a mental image of what she looked like and the kind of car she drove and all that kind of stuff. And I encourage you to do the same thing. Think about that one woman whose life you're changing, but think about, you know, be a little selfish for a second. Think about all the amazing things that are going to happen for you once you have your book in hand. I'm talking about, think about the podcast interviews that you could book or the speaking opportunities you could get because you are an author. Think about the amazing program that you're going to launch on the back of your book launch because of all the excitement and the book magic that you're manifesting in this book and all of the new readers and all of the new email list subscribers you're getting, all of the stuff, all of the great stuff that comes off the back of you being an author, you having a book. It's important to keep all that big, amazing stuff in mind because the book journey can be scary. You know, just like my incredible client who's doing an incredible book, who, you know, has such important information she's sharing. It is so normal to be facing these scary things. And this is quite honestly why 92% of everyone that has ever said they wanted to write a book never will, because it's flipping scary. It makes you face a lot of inner demons and, you know, feeling like you're not good enough. So that's why it is important to always keep the after in mind. Because those after feelings are going to help you on the tough writing days. It's going to help you when you feel like you're in a lull. And all of those big thoughts are going to get you through the little hard moments, if that makes sense. So let's recap the three must-dos for making your book dreams come true in 2023. The first one is that you want to adopt your author mentality or your author identity. The second is to create your author environment. And then the third is to get excited about the after. After everything is said and done and you have your book in hand. Heck, even thinking about calling up your mom or your best friend and, you know, telling them, oh my gosh, check Amazon right now. I'm number one at the top of the charts. That itself is an really, really, really exciting, amazing, incredible image to keep in mind. And if you have to think about that scenario every single time you sit down to write, then girl, do it, because it's those things that are going to help you cross the finish line with this really big goal. And I believe in you. I believe in you. Speaking of making your book dreams come true, I have a brand new webinar, brand new stuff here that I'm going to be sharing. I have the link in the description for this podcast episode. It's going to be all about activating your inner author. So if you are thinking that this is the year you want to make this come true, this webinar is for you. It's absolutely free. I'm also going to be playing a little ad roll for it after this episode, so you can listen to that, or you can click the link in the description below. Regardless, I hope you know that this is your year. This is the year for you to make it happen. The first step, of course, is you staking your claim. So as we close up here, remember that when you write your story, you change the world. Thanks so much for joining me on this episode of the Author Entrepreneur Podcast. You listened to the podcast. Now it's time for you to read the book. Author Entrepreneur is officially a best-selling book. And if you've ever wondered how to make your book dream a reality, Author Entrepreneur will show you step-by-step how to write, launch, and leverage a short nonfiction book that can catapult your business so you can maximize your impact and build a six-figure business or even start one from scratch. Check it all out at jessicadebry.co/book and make sure to download your free Jumpstart Your Journey bonus author entrepreneur bundle at jessicadebry.co/book or search for Author Entrepreneur on Amazon. See you on the next episode of the Author Entrepreneur Podcast.